It's happy holiday time here at the Og Blog Podcast, as opposed to the rest of the year when it's happy non-holiday time. Because when you're talking about Peanuts books, it's always a happy time. I mean, why bother if it's not happy? And that's what I, Nat Gertler, am here to do, talk about Peanuts books. Specifically, this is the last of our four-part series looking at the book adaptations of the beloved holiday TV staple, A Charlie Brown Christmas. The special that brought joy to our hearts and utterly crashed the aluminum Christmas tree industry. In the first episode, I cover the original 1965 adaptation, drawn by Dale Hale, and all the reprintings and reformattings of that. In the second episode, I covered all the other adaptations released after the Hale one up until 2005, and included some of the later reprintings of some of those. In the third episode, I covered one publisher, Hallmark, and all the adaptations they published, plus one adaptation, the one with art by Tom Brannan, and all the reprintings and reworkings of that over the years. So if you think of this series as the first season theme song for the TV show Gilligan's Island, we've already gone through Gilligan, the Skipper 2, the millionaire, and his wife, whom I should note was also a millionaire. She is clearly established in the series as being an heiress who is loaded, and it is only out of sheer sexism that the couple is not described as a couple of millionaires, or the millionaire and her husband. But I digress. We've already covered all those people, and the movie star, and so this episode is down to And All the Rest, which is everything published from 2006 up until the recording of this episode that wasn't a reprint of the earlier adaptation, didn't use Tom Brannan art, and wasn't published by Hallmark. And if that doesn't sound exciting, you have to realize that the Professor and Marianne were my favorite characters. I wanted to be the Professor, and to be with, in fairly chaste ways, I should note, I did most of my Gilligan's Island watching at a young age, to be with Marianne. So what I'm saying is that there's still some good stuff left for this episode. But first, I have to make up for something that I missed last episode. It was, of course, just after that episode was released, the very same day that I became aware of another reuse of the Tom Brannan illustrated adaptation of Charlie Brown Christmas. There was a translation done in Portuguese for the Brazilian market, a translation which I had not known about before. I still don't have a copy of this book, titled O Natal de Charlie Brown, but one is winging its way here and should be in my hands in the next few days. And how did I find out about this book? Simple. I saw a listing for it on Amazon's Japanese site. All the Portuguese books are listed there. Why? Because the world's complex, I suppose. But now on to what this episode is supposed to contain. In 2007, Running Press put out two book adaptations of the TV special. Now, one was just a reprint. They reprinted their little mini-book adaptation I discussed before, the one with art by Peter and Niccolo Bianco. This time it was in paperback, and part of a box set with a miniature version of The Pathetic Christmas Tree, and a box set called Peanuts, A Charlie Brown Christmas, A Book and Tree Kit. The other, however, was a new adaptation, a board book, which inherently makes it a shorter adaptation. You really cannot have a 64-page board book. It would take up your whole bookshelf. Anyway, this one was drawn by Justin Thompson, and the writing work was done by one Stefan Pastis. That's right, the cartoonist behind Pearls Before Swine, the writer who has made it onto the New York Times bestseller list. He was a regular part of the Schultz Studios crowd at the time. In 2008, Running Press again released two editions. As I covered last time, that was the debut of the Tom Brannan adaptation. Their other edition was going back to press with the hardcover edition of the Lo Bianco illustrated mini-book. The only reason it counts as a separate edition and not just as another reprinting is that they eliminated the little metal Christmas tree charm out on a ribbon bookmark that had come with the book originally. Undoubtedly, it was cheaper to produce in this way, but if the previous version had little charm, this one had no charm at all. In 2010, another paperback reprint of that Lo Bianco mini book version arrived as part of the Peanuts Holiday Box Set, but it's not the same as the 2007 paperback edition. It's about a quarter inch wider, an eighth of an inch taller. The images inside are not enlarged, but expanded, so we see more sky around the figures. The text flow is slightly different, and a different back cover image has been chosen. 2011 has the interactive board book known as A Charlie Brown Christmas Play-A-Song. This board book is a combination adaptation and songbook, including the words for nine songs. The song that opens the special, Christmas Time Is Here, plus eight standards like Deck the Halls, and five sound buttons which play 10 tunes. The nine songs plus Linus and Lucy, which they don't give the words to because there aren't any. The adaptation, written by Brian Houlihan and drawn by Peanuts regulars Vicky and Bill Scott, talented folks and nice ones to boot, Vicky did a very nice job illustrating some of the material that I wrote for the Peanuts comic books. The adaptation does not add any characters to the tale the way some adaptations have, but they do mess with it a little bit, inserting Lucy into the dance scene. Oh, and it has one more hidden button. That one stops the music, a very handy one. But then, to start the music, I had to replace the batteries, which brings me to a point. If you're a collector, and you have any of these books with sound buttons, you may want to take the batteries out. Batteries left in a device like this for years and years can decay and start rotting away at the electronic items. If you want to be able to play your sounds a decade from now, take the batteries out now. That's the sort of do-the-right-thing advice that I'm good at dispensing, less good at following. This book was published by Publications International Limited, which is about as bland and vague a publishing imprint title as they come. And going from a sound adaptation to an utterly silent one, we find 2011's Christmastime Peanuts panel Red Blue. It's just a big fabric panel that shows the story of the special in 20 images, no dialogue or narrative. And I guess I should admit something. It does leave out the gospel quote. Yeah, I said in an earlier episode that adapters never leave out that scene when shortening it. But here it happens. There is no silent expression of the gospel, not even an image of Linus on stage. In fact, there are no indoor scenes at all, no play, no dance. It's all outdoors, snow, skating, snowman, and gathering around the doghouse. That helps keep a consistent color sense for the panel. Published by Quilting Treasures, this is 44 inches wide, 24 inches high, and you can just frame this way and put it on your wall. It's not a book, maybe it shouldn't technically be on the list, but it is a print adaptation. In 2015, Simon Spotlight, an imprint of Simon & Schuster, put out their own 50th anniversary adaptation, a paperback, text by Tina Gallo, illustrated by Scott Geralds, 22 pages to do the story. That's a good straightforward no-tricks job of adapting it. The cover has a nice little effect, though, with lots of little sparkly bits that make the shot of Charlie Brown and Snoopy in the snow look extra nice. But also as part of the 50th anniversary, another, less likely player put out a Charlie Brown Christmas book. Now, it's not actually an adaptation. It's made up of just images from the special, but not in a way that really tells the story of the special. But that's okay. It doesn't have to. You see, this is a book of stamps put out by the United States Postal Service, America's favorite and only postal service. It was nice that year being able to send out my letters with Charlie Brown on them. And because a folded sheet of stamps is still called a book, I get to keep one in my book collection. In 2017, there was another new adaptation, again from Simon Spotlight, and this used art by Vicky Scott, and it wasn't a reprint of the art she'd done for the board book. No, she got to illustrate it again, and this time, instead of having her husband ink it, they went with no inking at all. It's just all solid colors with no outlines. This gives it a different look. The book itself is a cloth-wrapped hardcover with foil stamping. It's a nice piece. I guess that's why it's officially a Charlie Brown Christmas Deluxe Edition. And with that, well, we've covered all the adaptations and editions that I know of. Over 50 of them so far. There may still be some out there that I've missed, particularly in terms of foreign language editions. It wouldn't surprise me if other markets had their own version of particularly the Tom Brannan adaptation, as I discovered with that Portuguese edition. And there are, one would suspect, more to come. There are probably already ones in the works to come out in the months leading up to next Christmas. There'd better be. There's been such a general surge in editions since the year 2000, but the past couple of years have been relatively quiet. It may be an era that's fading away, but I sure hope not. And also fading away, as you're hearing this, is time to buy Christmas presents. You've already missed your chance for Hanukkah presents, at least for this year. But Christmas, you still have a little bit of time. And I do have to address something I've said in previous episodes. I've said that if you click on any link that takes you to a product sales page on my blog, and then go and order anything, I'll get a little kickback that helps keep the AUG multimedia network of Peanuts Book Celebration going. Now, that's not 100% true. It only applies to links to the U.S. Amazon site. It doesn't apply to, say, links I do to books on the Hallmark site. And it doesn't even apply to links I do to the Japanese Amazon site, which I have been doing a lot of lately. Just going through the more recent Japanese Peanuts books and showing covers of books on the blog that look interesting or are particularly well-designed or just plain weird. Now, stop by the blog. Check those out. It's at blog.aug.com. That's blog.aaugh.com. And hey, if you have any questions for me, any suggestions for me, any comments, complaints, or condemnations, send them to me at questions@aug.com. And until next time, may you show up in every dance scene, may your batteries never run out, and may all your griefs Be good ones.